American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences. Way. Way. John used to weigh 150 pounds. John used to weigh 150 pounds. Gained. Gained. He has gained 40 pounds. He has gained 40 pounds. Diet. Diet. He's always on a diet. He's always on a diet. Weight. Weight. He seldom checked his weight before. He seldom checked his weight before. Scale. Scale. He checks it every morning on the scale in his bathroom. He checks it every morning on the scale in his bathroom. Thick. Thick. John used to eat thick sandwiches and lots of cake and ice cream. John used to eat thick sandwiches and lots of cake and ice cream. Thin. Thin. Now he makes thin sandwiches. Now he makes thin sandwiches. Now, listen to the paragraphs. Number 1. John used to weigh 150 pounds. Now he weighs 190 pounds. He has gained 40 pounds. Number 2. When John was younger, he didn't have to diet. Then he could eat anything he wanted, and he wouldn't gain any weight. Now, John's always on a diet. Number 3. He seldom checked his weight before. Now he checks it every morning on the scale in his bathroom. Number 4. John used to eat thick sandwiches and lots of cake and ice cream. Now he makes thin sandwiches and doesn't eat ice cream at all. If he eats any cake, it's only a very thin piece.
You will hear questions about the paragraphs. Write the answers. Number 1. Does John weigh 150 pounds now? No, he doesn't. Number 2. How much does he weigh? 190 pounds. Number 3. Has John lost weight? No, he hasn't. Number 4. Did John have a problem with his weight when he was younger? No, he didn't. Number 5. What does John have to do now? He has to diet. Number 6. How often does John check his weight? Every morning. Number 7. What does he use to check his weight? He uses a scale. Number 8. Does John still make thick sandwiches? No, he doesn't. Number 9. What kind of sandwiches does John make? He makes thin sandwiches.
Look at figure 2 now. Listen to the dialogue. Write the missing words. Use the words in the box to complete the sentences.
I'd like a nice thick steak.
I'll just have a salad.
Is that all you're going to eat for lunch?
Yes, I need to change my diet right away.
You look fine. Are you sure you need to diet?
Well, I weigh 145 pounds on your scale.
That's not your correct weight. My scale is broken.
Terrific! Forget the salad. I'll have a steak, too.
Now, repeat the dialogue and check the words.
I'd like a nice, thick steak.
Thick. T-H-I-C-K.
I'll just have a salad.
Is that all you're going to eat for lunch?
Yes, I need to change my diet right away.
Diet. D-I-E-T.
You look fine. Are you sure you need to diet?
Diet. D-I-E-T. T.
Well, I weigh 145 pounds on your scale.
Weigh. W E I G H. Scale. S C A L E.
That's not your correct weight. My scale is broken.
Weight. W E I G H T.
Terrific. Forget the salad. I'll have a steak too.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to the sentence and circle the correct answer. Number 1. The train is gaining speed. Number 2. Pat's not dieting. Number 3. This is a thick book. Number 4. K's much thinner now. Number 5. Bobby weighs less than Johnny. Number 6. Jim's standing on the scale. Now, listen and check your answers. Number 1 is A. A train goes faster when it gains speed. Number 2 is A. Pat's not dieting, so she can eat anything she wants. Number 3 is B. The book is thick because it has so many pages. Number 4 is A. K's thinner, so she wears a smaller size. Number 5 is B. Bobby weighs less, so he's lighter. Number 6 is A. Jim's standing on the scale to check his weight. Look at figure 4. Listen to the examples. Examples. Hot. Oven. How hot is the oven? Deep. Ocean. How deep is the ocean? Listen to the words and write questions like the example. Number 1. Wide. Lake. Repeat. How wide is the lake? Number 2. deep, bathtub. Repeat. How deep is the bathtub? Number 3. Cold. Water. Repeat, how cold is the water? Number 4, heavy, gun. Repeat. How heavy is the gun? Number 5. Old. Pilot. Repeat, how old is the pilot?
Now look at figure 5. Read the list of answers. Then listen to the paragraph and circle the information that you hear. Number 1. Tom and Bob went to a football game last Saturday. The team from the University of Texas was playing the team from the University of Florida. It was an exciting game. At the end of the first half, Texas was winning 12-0. In the second half, Florida tied the score. Just before the game ended, Texas scored a field goal and won 15-12. Now check your answers. The answers are A, the day of the game, B, the names of the team's schools, and E, the score at the end of the game. Now read the answers for number 2, and then listen to the paragraph. Number 2. Friday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, Ann was driving home from work on Highway 87. She was tired and wasn't thinking about the traffic. Then she saw the red and blue lights of a police car behind her. After he checked Ann's driver's license, the policeman told her that she was driving 10 miles over the speed limit. She had to pay a $35 speeding ticket. Check your answers now. The information is A, the time of day, B, the number of the highway, C, where Ann was going, E, how much she was speeding, and G, how much she had to pay.
This is the end of tape 4B, book 13.